The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We congratulate all the brothers and sisters on the blessed occasions that we were in these last few days, the birth of our beloved Imam al-Hussein and Imam Zainul Abidin, Salamullah alayhima, and also the birth of Abul Fadl al-Abbas, the flag bearer of Karbala, the loyal companion of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala. Inshallah, the celebration and the talk that will be dedicated to what I would like to mention briefly tonight is related to the month of Sha'ban and preparations for the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, one can simply get through the month and just be saved in a sense of hellfire and simply get just make their way just above a level where there would be the fuel for hell, as God says in the Quran. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Be careful of the fire, the fuel of which is people and stones. We can either set our goal to be simply just barely making it there by the end of the month of Ramadan. All the effort is just get rid of the sins that cause us to go to hell. And then once the month of Ramadan is over again, engage and let loose and lower the guards and go on for another year. Then every month of Ramadan, we're just barely trying to. That's one thing that can happen, which is good. And meaning, God forbid we don't even do that. If we wouldn't even do that, then we're not even believers. There's a more serious problem. But we're saying, let's have this conversation that there's more to it than just that. The prophets, they didn't have this baggage. They ascended in these periods of time, in these occasions that God gave them to ascend. We are bogged down, and the best we can do instead of flying is just remove the weights, get ready for flight. And then once we're ready for flight, the month of Ramadan is over. We're like, okay, next year, inshallah. And then we start piling up the baggage again, and we can't fly anymore. We can't ascend. We can't elevate our souls. Let's use the month of Sha'ban, this great month, through the various practices that have been given to us, the sunan that the Holy Prophet, he, in a sense, maybe, I don't know, I mean, who are we to say this, but from some of the things that we have been told about who the Prophet is, he didn't, on the level that we do, clearly, of course, this part is clear, on the level we do, he didn't need these, the fasts that he was involved in, or the prayers that he was involved in. On the level we are at, those prayers did not have those effects. Those fasts didn't have those effects. He didn't need those fasts the way we need them. But one of the aspects is that he engaged in those fasts as a leader to give people more of a motive, more of an incentive to get involved with this. And then we read in the Salawat Sha'baniyah that hopefully we get to do these days. So it'll be unfortunate if the month of Sha'ban comes to an end and we don't do it even once. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Al-Fulki al-Jariya fi al-Lujaj al-Ghamira. Very beautiful salawat that takes not too long, a couple minutes, a few minutes max. At Zawal time, if you don't get time at Zawal, right at Dhuhr time afterwards. Sometime during the day. One of the things we say is we describe in the dua, we're taught that the holy, to say as part of the dua, that the Holy Prophet used to fast during the days and used to stand in prayer during the nights in this month. And then we ask in the same dua, O Allah, فَأَعِنَّا عَلَى الْإِسْتِنَانِ بِسُنَّتِهِ. O Allah, help us in taking that tradition of the Prophet, that sunnah of the Prophet, and making it our tradition, and us engaging in that. At least a little bit. Those of us who have qadha fasts, we've got to make them up in this month. As if we don't from last year, if there's anything left from last year, and we haven't made them up to this point, and we don't make them up during the month of Sha'ban, this is a sin, unless we have an excuse that lasted throughout that year, which is rare. You know, there are some people, yeah, from that month of Ramadan to this month of Ramadan, they had legitimate reasons why they could not fast for the entire year. But most people, if it wasn't during the month of Ramadan, it was a trip, it was an illness, it was something. Afterwards, there is an opportunity. If I didn't do it now, I've come here now, something comes up now. It's unfortunate. But for most people, again, something won't come up. Let's make up those fasts that's necessary. But besides that, take advantage of this month and do more fasts. If there's any qadha from previous years that for whatever reason were not done, do them. The timing is important for the fasts. When it's said that it's mustahab to fast, people get confused. There's a difference between fasting and salah. Salah, the structure of the salah between a wajib and a mustahab salah and prayer are different. During a time, you can be involved with a mustahab prayer or salah or a wajib prayer. What determines the istihbab and the wujub is your intention and then the structure of that prayer, how many rak'ah it is and how you perform it and so on and so forth. With fasting, that's not the case. Fasting is always abstaining from the items that are on the list of abstinence for fasting. For the duration of the day, from Fajr to nightfall, to the end of the day. That's fasting. Whenever you fast, that's what it's going to be. When it says it's mustahab, it means this timing is mustahab to fast. Now the fast that you're doing, is it, do you have qadha fast, or you don't and you want to fast? Either way, if you do the fast during that time, you have accomplished that istihbab. So it's not like people who have qadha fasts on their hands, if they haven't done them before, now they can't take advantage of this time for the mustahab timing of fast. No, they can. This is an instance where you can hit two birds with one stone. You do your qadha fast and you've taken care of that mustahab timing for the fast. The fasting, the qiyam and the layl, let's prepare ourselves. Standing up in prayer during the night, at least sometimes on the weekends, whenever we have time. Those of us who don't have those tight schedules anymore because of the pandemic, take advantage of this. The pandemic will be removed and we will be relieved from the hardships, but we will also be taken, or this blessing of having all that time is going to be taken away from us. And then all we have left at that point is to look back and say, I should have taken more advantage of that opportunity. But it's too late. It's a time of regret, and that regret is not going to cause or give us anything. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with a better understanding and acceptance of the teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, to realize these are important things. They're a lot more important than other things that we deem important in our lives. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Imam al-Husayn, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam, the Imam of our time, who's born on the 15th of this month, that he helps us be involved in and practically get involved in these great worships, and inshallah be able to move towards ascending towards the divine, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim, Alimun Halim, متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.